Krishna Book, Canto 4, Vrindavana Pauganda, Chapter 16, Scene 8. Krishna instructs Kaliya. After hearing the prayers of the Nagapatnis and the statements of Kaliya himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was acting as a small human child, ordered the serpent as follows. Kaliya, you must immediately leave this place and go to the ocean. Leave without delay. You can take with you all your offspring, wives, and everything you possess. Do not pollute the waters of the Yamuna. Let it be drunk by my cows and cowherder boys without hindrance. Lord Krishna then declared that the order given to the Kaliya snake be recited and heard by everyone, so that no one need fear Kaliya any longer. Anyone who hears the narration of the Kaliya serpent and his punishment will need fear no more the envious activities of snakes. Lord Krishna also declared, if one takes a bath in the Kaliya lake, where my cowherder boyfriends and I have bathed, or if one, fasting for a day, offers oblations to the forefathers from the water of this lake, then one will be relieved from all kinds of sinful reaction. O Kaliya, you came here out of fear of Garuda, who wanted to eat you in the beautiful land by the ocean. But now, after seeing the marks where I have touched your head with my lotus feet, Garuda will not disturb you. Lord Krishna was pleased with Kaliya and his wives. Immediately after hearing Krishna's order, the wives began to worship Krishna with great offerings of nice garments, flowers, garlands, jewels, ornaments, sandal pulp, lotus flowers, and nice eatable fruits. In this way, they pleased the master of Garuda, of whom they were very much afraid. Then, obeying the orders of Lord Krishna, all of them left the lake within the Yamuna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.